5 Minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 Minutes.
Season 3.
我们的微信公众号已经开通了，我们每天早上6:30会有一条带有语音的图文，每天呢我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词都认识你但是你就不认识他的词。那在公众号里还有我们每一期的文稿，节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿了。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。那今天在我们的微信号里回复3007给你看今天的文稿。
Hi everyone.
大家好
I'm yellow background, Jerry.
我是哎，爆炸头怎么叫啊
I have no idea.
Boomhead 肯定有词了呀。
Oh, I think it's called an afro.
Afro, 怎么拼啊
A-F-R-O. Oh yeah, it's an afro. Yeah, it's an afro. I remember. This is called an afro. Afro refers to the hair because like a lot of people from that area will have the hair that's like that.
Yeah.
That's why you call it an afro. A-F-R-O. A-F-R-O. I am the yellow background Jerry. He's the Afro Alex. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that even rhymes.
Oh, thank you. 我终于知道这个爆炸头怎么说了。你又踩我脚了。我今天穿的是白鞋。你是不是将要有半年踩不到了是吧？
Yes.
今天踩够哦。
Yes, that's right.、And we are broadcasting from Sydney and welcome to season 3, 5 Minutes English Show, Yellow Background and Afro.
Alex.
Yes.、All right, hurry up.
哎，今天这一集播的时候你应该已经在日本了。
Of course,
对吧
？Yes.
记得买一片啊。昨天我们说到了亨利八世要跟 Catherine 离婚，但是教皇不让。
Exactly. So with the
我感觉就像俩人要离婚，跑到民政局，结果民政局今天关门不让你离。
Yeah, well, with the extent of papal authority, the Pope's orders could not be refused.
然后呢
？And then the English Reformation occurred.
然后就引发了英国的宗教改革，对吧？
Yes,
我们昨天讲了 English Reformation， 就是英国的宗教改革。它为什么不叫 English Religion Reformation 呢？就是因为其实它这个宗教改革把整个所有东西都改掉了。税收啊什么
？No, I think it's not a religious reformation because Henry never got rid of Catholicism because he was a Catholic. He never said, "Oh, no Catholics, kill them all," right? He just said, "No, I want to break away from the Roman Catholic Church." So he just broke away from the Pope. He didn't actually get rid of he didn't actually get rid of Catholics.
他没有跟天主教打仗，他只是说我跟你没关系了。
Yeah.
So
no, it's he and the Pope have nothing to do with each other.
他主要是跟教宗没关系。
Yeah, and then by breaking away from the Pope, he regains the power of a monarchy. Because you know how before the money goes to the Pope and the priests listen to the Pope.
他等于说农民要交两种税嘛，一种给国王的，一种给教皇的呀。
Yeah,
对吧
？And now it's everything to the king. So
so
people were saying, oh, England regained their sovereignty because the king now has power. The king has ultimate power, right? He doesn't have to listen to anyone anymore. So that's why it's a reformation.
所以他后面娶那么多老婆，见一个杀一个，见一个杀一个。
Yeah, that's why he can do it now because you know he has
没人管了。
Yeah, exactly.
这个头其实开的也不是很好，对吧？
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm done.
Are you done? He separated the Church of England from the Catholic Church in Rome.
这个我们上次说过了嘛？
Yes.
他主要就是让英国的教会跟罗马的教会分裂了
，Yes，
是吧
？And he's like, okay, if you don't want to, if I don't have to listen to you, I'll just leave you. I am the authority now. The church now has to listen to me.
Yeah， 而且他不是把那个大主教杀掉了嘛，然后换成了自己人了。
Yeah, pretty much.
对吧
？Yeah，
然后说，反正英国的天主教就是听我的，然后就变成英国的国教了。
Yeah，
对吧
？Yeah。And then he called himself the supreme head of the Church of England.
He 就叫自己叫什么 supreme head of the Church of England. 就 supreme head 就是头嘛，就是领导嘛，领导。
Yes.
摩哈。
Okay.
因为以前的领导读文件的就是领导，摩哈，就不是领导读文件，就是下面人要做报告，下面有很多领导嘛。就写领导冒号然后再开始写
领导冒号两个点啊两个点冒号
You don't get it.
No, I don't. But
但为什么这个 supreme 不 head 前面要加个 supreme 呢？
Because supreme is like all powerful.
就是 very very 的意思是吧？
Yes.
Very 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 的意思。
Yes.
啊，懂了，印度人也是。你为什么没有 double print 啊？
My fault. I'm bad. Oh yeah. By the way, guys, if you're ever in Australia and you want to eat pizza, get the supreme pizza. It's very good.
Supreme 在美国 也有的好吧，不一定要来澳洲吃的、
oh, really? oh, OK
你是为了促进澳大利亚的旅游业吗、
Maybe But anyway
澳大利亚的披萨都是怎么意大利人做的还有黎巴嫩人做的
Yeah
对吧
That makes it good
嗯嗯
So anyway the point is Supreme pizzas are good pizzas
我突然想到一件事
What
Kebab 不就是把披萨卷起来吃吗
No Kebab is No what the hell I'm gonna smack you. No, okay. Kebab is like a sandwich, but in rolled form. That's what a kebab is.
那下面那张饼不是也跟披萨就薄一点呀？
No, it's different. It's different.
Or made from flour.
No, it's different. Pizza's like, it's cheese everywhere. Kebab's like, where's the cheese, bro?
Meat everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. 听你的吧。好像真的是又扯远了，是吧？Supreme head 读 supreme 还是 supreme
supreme、
supreme head 就是最高的领导比如说亨利八世脱离了教皇就他就变成英国天主教的最高的领导然后就英国的天主教就变成英国的国教
yes
但他不是新教
no
对吧、而且英国的国教其实是保留天主教传统最多的一个教派
yeah
圣公宗嘛是叫
yeah
对吧
Because Henry was a, I guess.
因为他不是改革。
Yeah, he's not.
他只是脱离。
Yes.、Yes, it's like.
但为什么还叫他 Reformation 呢？
It's just like you know recently England like they left EU. It's like the same thing.
也是啊。从思想上脱离了欧洲大陆。
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so.With the Pope out of the way, he was able to appoint his Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas Cranmer, to act as the officiant to annul the marriage to Catherine, and then to validate his marriage to his second wife, Anne Boleyn.
Anne Boleyn. 你说的是什么呀 Officiant. 哎，我们之前也讲过这个词儿，好像就是讲美国的婚礼注册的时候、有人叫 officiant
marriage officiant、yes.
对就是主持这个仪式的人叫 officiant O-F-F-I-C-I-A-N-T 叫我们第二后面你讲了
yes,
但这个 officiant 是什么仪式都什么仪式的 主持都叫 officiant
yes it has to be religious though
必须是宗教的
Yes,
叫 efficient、
yes.
所以说我们说的在美国注册结婚的这个 efficient 一定是在教堂这个
yes,
才叫 efficient
most of the time will be called as efficient、
okay.
yeah. So yeah he was, So Henry finally got his wish right? He was able to marry Anne
Yeah
Who was a protestant、Anne was a protestant
Anne 是新教的人
Yes
我勒个去太他妈搞了所以我们为什么讲 Catholicism 和 Protestantism 啊？这个太难读了。Protestantism 怎么读
？Protestantism。
Protestantism 读对了吧
？Yes。
OK。Protestantism 其实 Anne 就是这个 Protestantism 就新教教派的人。
Yes。
这肯定会有冲突了嘛
？Yes。
对吧？所以巴士同学就是对天主教信念其实什么？这就是中文吗？因为亨利八世其实对天主教的信念什么的都很忠诚，对吧？什么意思啊
？I have no idea. My Chinese is bad.
就讲到这吧，你后面解释一下就行了。我再来解释一下就行了。
Okay, so、so this was obviously going to be a problem. Because Anne is a Protestant, but Henry was very devoted to Catholicism. And actually never changed the doctrine of the church. Except for the leadership issue, which means getting rid of the Pope.
Devote, D-E-V-O-T-E 就是动词献身对吧非常忠诚的这个意思
Yes, so for example, you can say Alex devotes his time to learning the guitar, which means he spends a lot of time doing it or something. Yeah.
就是他花了很长时间去做一件事情，
yes,
或者
花了很多心血。
啊，花了很多心血。对对对对对对。
Yes.
献身于我们的共产主义事业。
Yes.
Devote to our 共产主义事业。
Yes. Yes. So he never actually changed the doctrine of the church. Everything was pretty much the same. Like, it's a bit more complicated than that, but basically, the religious power in England after the separation remained Catholics, remained Catholicism. Protestants never got into power until, I think, Elizabeth. So. Doctrine.
Oh. 你怎么知道我这个读出来、啊、Doctrine, D-O-C-T-R-I-N-E, 就是教义。其实巴士啊，巴士同学这个脱离了罗马教会，就像我们前面说的，他其实什么都没改，什么都没改。其实跟罗马的天主教会其实是一模一样的，只是把权力收到自己手里、
yeah.
把钱收到自己手里罢了。
Yes.
但是他跟新教还是有冲突的。
Yes, of course.
对吧、
Towards his later years, so before he died in 1547, I believe. Before he died, he tried to find the balance between Protestants and Catholics. Because the problem was, Catholics, obviously, they want to follow the Pope, right? Because, you know, for a Catholic, their leader is the Pope. And Henry had problems with this because...
不是，我现在有一个搞不懂了。你说的这个 Protestantism 是 the Church of England 吗？
No, Church of England was always Catholic.
对呀。那现在的英国的国教还是 The Church of England
Yes
而不是 Protestantism Protestantism
No
现在的 其实当年的这些 Protestantism 现在都到美国去了、
A lot of them went
对啊、
I have to double check whether now The Church of England is Protestantism But I'm pretty sure it's still Catholic Still Catholic Mainly Catholic But the problem at that time During Henry's reign There was a problem Because the Catholics wanted to follow the Pope But Henry says, no, you have to follow me now because I am the head of the church of England, right? So there's this sort of dilemma for the Catholics. For the Protestants, it was like, we don't want to follow Catholic, but we're happy to say you're the king. So there was this point here where Protestants say, okay, yeah, you can be the king, but we don't want to do things
Catholic. I pay the money to you.
Yeah, I pay the money to you. You can be the king. I don't mind. I'm not going to follow the Pope. Okay, I
don't... 所以后来就变成了新教跟天主教的一个斗争了
Yes, that's right
对吧冲突
Because of this problem Yeah
OK 就讲到这儿吧
OK
OK
Alright, that's enough for now We will continue tomorrow And remember Supreme pizzas are really good
不要忘了在我们的微信公众号里回复3007就可以看到今天的文稿啦
如果大家喜欢我们的话可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索每日五分钟英语那个黄色背景的爆炒楼就是我们了喜欢我们的话可以订阅我们的节目或者给我们评论五星以资鼓励也可以在微博或者微信给我留言我每条都会回复的也欢迎大家转发我们的节目让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来大家如果喜欢我们的节目的话可以加我微信号不是微信公众账号是我私人微信号 ALEX 下划线 ZQ 下划线 YU 但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号复制粘贴就可以了但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包那就得看缘分了哈哈哈哈